and it is time for Kaleidoscope, and it's the first Thursday of the month. It feels like November's half over already.
Well, it came really quick.
But it definitely did. We're talking with Crystal Reith with the Cottonwood County 4-H. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wearing a jacket today.
Yes, it's chilly.
Tis the season. Yes. But that also means change of weather, change of season means the annual banquet's coming up.
Right. We end our 4-H year and start a new 4-H year. So on Sunday at the Methodist Church here in town at 4 o'clock, we will have our annual banquet. So we will celebrate all of our 4-H youth, some volunteers, some community members. We will award all of our fair awards. So if you were a champion award winner at the county fair, you will either get a banner if you were a livestock winner, or a useful award. So like if you were in the clothing project area and won that area, you'll get sewing shears. So things that we hope that you'll use as you grow older. And hopefully you have a little bit more of a use than a plaque.
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
Right, and we've been doing it the last few years. Okay. And even this last weekend when we had ambassadors and we were cutting and tying blankets, a couple of the girls brought their shears that they had gotten as awards so then they could cut those blankets.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea because the plaques are nice.
Right.
But right. It really, I mean, that's something that they'll have the rest of their life
to use. And they can remember it every time they pull it out. They can remember that they got it as a 4-H award from the county fair.
I think that is a neat thing.
Yeah. It's been fun picking out different things for different categories.
Yeah, I'll bet. could get kind of complicated.
Yeah, we have a tracking system, though.
All right. So the banquet is Sunday,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. So at the Methodist Church, our theme is Night of the Stars. So we hope our 4-H families dress for the theme. We will have a pasta bar with a free will offering as we recognize all of those award winners.
Very good.
All right. Today, we actually have an afternoon of Egg in the Classroom at Westbrook Walnut Grove with our first grade friends. We are learning about pumpkins. So we'll make some pumpkin treats and then also learn about what's inside of a pumpkin. The 11th, our office is closed due to Veterans Day observation. The 14th, we have a round of Lego robotics with our third grade friends at Red Rock Central. On the 15th, we have Clover Buds, which is a program open to all youth in grades kindergarten through third grade at the Extension office from 10 until 11:30. Each month is a different theme. Last month we had beef cattle, so thank you to Paplos for bringing in a beef calf. This month's theme is turkeys. So we are going to learn all about different turkeys. We'll make a couple crafts. We'll have a turkey snack. And then, of course, we'll also read a book related to turkeys that each family will get to take home. On the 17th, we have Lego robotics with our friends at Mountain Lake Christian. We also have Egg in the Classroom with Mountain Lake Christian. And then in the evening on the 17th, we have our annual fall volunteer training and federation at the Extension office starting at 6 o'clock. We will start with the training and then roll right into federation. Supper is provided. We are going to be talking about chartering and pass the federation charter. And then we'll do some fun things as well, but I'm not going to share details and keep it a surprise.
Dangling the carrot there.
Right. On the 18th, we have Mountain Lake Homeschool Group. So we'll be doing some STEM activities with that group over in the church in Mountain Lake. On the 20th, we have another round of Lego robotics with our third grade friends at Westbrook Walnut Grove. And then the 25th through December 3rd, we'll be going on our cultural immersion experience to Puerto Rico. We have four youth from Cottonwood County 4-H and myself that will be traveling with Ohio 4-H to Puerto Rico, where we will get to explore the country, learn about the culture. We'll be staying up in the mountainous town of Castanier for a while, living amongst all of the citizens, and then we'll be moving up toward San Juan to learn more about the history and see a little bit more of the touristy side of Puerto Rico.
Wow. How do this? How's it determined who gets to go?
There is an application process that they do have to fill out, and then we have other extension staff from other counties, not myself, pick out who gets to go on the trip and have that experience.
That is a very cool once in a lifetime.
It
and
is.
You mentioned even for some of them, it's the first time on an airplane.
Yes. Yep. So it is a great experience. First time to get out of the Midwest. I have that opportunity to get on an airplane and go explore a different country. It's great that we can learn about it here. We did have an individual in the community from Puerto Rico come last month and talk to us about the country and the culture. But it is completely different to actually be there and experience it firsthand. And have that ability to interact with people from the country and just learn about them and learn about what they have to offer there for their all the different things. We get to experience different farms down there. We have the opportunity to have Thanksgiving with a family down there. They bring all of us in and we spend all day just talking with them and hearing their stories.
I just think that is incredible. Now, this is the second time
yes.
that you've got to do this.
Yep, we had a group go in 2023, so now we're going again to have this experience. And we've kind of been toying with some opportunities for other places, but right now Puerto Rico is a wonderful place to go. It's a U.S. territory, so we don't have to have passports.
Right.
So it's a great foot in the door to expose kids to a different country and lifestyle.
It is very cool.
Yes.
All right. And that is, when do you leave?
We leave on the 25th.
Okay.
And then we come back December 3rd. But as a reminder, too, our office is closed over Thanksgiving. So the 27th and 28th, our office is closed.
Very good.
And then we'll be back in December with more stuff.
Wow. You'll have all kinds of things. And then the other thing with the trip is there's a lot of follow-up here.
Right.
After, too.
Yep. So we've asked the four individuals going that they come back and present. So they're actually on track to do our Clover Bud adventure in December. So they're going to teach the K through third graders about what they learned there, whether it's about coffee or it's about bananas or whatever they want to talk to those kids about. They have that opportunity to share as well. And then we do have the where some organizations have donated to the group. So if they wish to have a presentation on the return end of it, then we'll have the group go and present to them, too, about what they did and what they learned.
Very good. So if you need a reason to join 4-H, holy cow.
Yeah, 4-H is a great avenue to explore, learn, travel, meet new people, make new friends. It's a great opportunity. Like I tell all the kids, I do classroom visits during National 4-H Week, and that's my favorite part of this is just meeting new people and learning from them and becoming friends.
And, you know, talking to 4-H'ers when they come in, they all say the same thing.
Yeah.
They learn a lot. They get exposed to a lot. But it's the connections that
right.
and the friends they make.
Yep. And I still have lifelong friends from when I was in 4-H. We still connect. We still meet up. We have lunch. We talk on Facebook. It's great. It's a great place to meet friends.
And this is just the start of the new year now.
Yes, yep. The new year started in October, so it is fresh again. We're right back again where we are, cycling through all the programs. So it is brand new, new year. So if you are interested in joining, this is the perfect time to join. You can give us a call, 831-4022. We do online enrollments through 4honline.com. Otherwise, you can let us know and we can send a paper copy as well.
Very good. Crystal, anything else today?
I should say, too, it is free to join 4-H.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that really is something that in this day and age where you're spending all kinds of money to
right.
do travel sports or
right.
whatever it is, 4-H, anybody can
yes.
do it.
Yep. Anybody in kindergarten through 1 year past high school can be a part of 4-H. It is free to be a part of. When I talk about going to Puerto Rico, though, we have fundraisers to help raise that money. So it's not 100% on the kids going. So we offset the expenses. But all the other programs that I've mentioned today are absolutely free to be a part of.
Which is huge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Krista Reith, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.